The Mindful Movement Meditation Practice. Beginning the practice by lying on the floor, the mat, your bed, or sitting on a chair, if it's more comfortable for you. And having a beautiful long stretch with your arms above your head and pushing the heels away, lengthening through your spine. Feeling the stretch into your hamstrings. And then pointing the toes and opening into the front of the body. Bringing your arms down by your sides when you're ready. Lying with your legs extended. Your feet flopping out to the sides, hip distance apart, if that feels comfortable. Otherwise, if your back is sore or painful, you may bend your knees and separate the feet on the floor, or rest your legs on a pillow or bolster, whatever feels right for you. And if you have difficulties or discomfort in your neck, you can rest your head on a pillow or a cushion. Either taking your hands to your belly or to the floor beside you with your palms facing up to the ceiling. Spending a minute or two resting in this position. Coming home to your body with awareness. Feeling where your body makes contact with the floor. Your heels. Your calf muscles. Sensing into your thighs. Your buttocks. Lower back. The spine. The whole of your back. And up to your shoulders. Sensing down your arms to the backs of your hands. Or where your hands are resting. And then up to the head. Feeling the connection with the floor, the pillow, cushion. Completely supported. Really aware of the sensations you're experiencing as you lie here. Right here, right now, in this moment. Taking your awareness to the movement in your belly. As the breath comes and goes, feel the belly rise as you breathe in and soften and recede back towards your spine as you exhale. Feeling the ebb and flow of the breath, not trying to change anything. Simply notice your experience in this moment. When you're ready, I'd like you to gently bend your knees, placing your feet hip distance apart and your hands on your belly, where you can feel the rise and fall, the gentle in and out of the breath. And the movement it creates in your body. Next time you breathe out, gently contracting if you can through the pelvic floor and into your core muscles, your tummy muscles, drawing the belly down to the base of the spine, pressing the lower back into the floor very softly. And as you breathe in, feeling the belly rise again, and your pelvis returning back to neutral. We're going to repeat this several times, gently rocking your pelvis increasing the contraction in your pelvic floor each time if this feels okay for you. Feeling the sensations in your pelvis, your belly, maybe further up your spine as the pelvis gently rocks back and forth. Good. And next time you breathe out, drawing both your knees to your chest and giving them a hug with your hands if you can. Feeling the sensations this creates in your lower back and maybe the movement of your belly on your thighs. Aware of any sensations or tension in your shoulders, your neck, your jaw, and then with your hands on your knees and your fingers pointing down towards your feet, gently rocking from one side to the other, easing from side to side, starting off with small movements and taking it a little further each time. Sensing into your core muscles working. The gentle rocking movement in your back. Maybe adjusting the position of your knees. Taking them further away from you or closer to you. Being aware of the different areas of your back as you gently massage with this movement. Now bringing your knees back to center, keeping your hands in that position, and we're going to circle the knees in a clockwise direction, keeping the knees and the ankles together. If you'd like to coordinate the movement and the breathing, you breathe in as the knees go away from you, and breathe out as they come back towards you. Starting off with small circles, and as if you're drawing a spiral on the ceiling, making each circle bigger each time you go around, if this feels okay for you. Being aware of how it feels in your back, and maybe you can sense circles in your shoulders, and a smaller circle again in the back of your head. Bringing your knees back to center, and taking a breath in and out, and then slowly circling your knees in the other direction. Again, starting off with small circles, and gently making them bigger each time they go around. Notice how this feels in your body, your breathing, being aware of the sensations. Then bringing your knees back to center and placing your feet back on the floor, hip distance apart. And have a couple of breaths in and out, sensing the connection of your back, your spine with the floor, the belly rise and fall. Next time you breathe out, bringing your right knee towards your chest, both hands around the knee if you can, or using a dressing gown, belt or something else to help you. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling the opening of your lower back, the sensations in your right hip, and then taking your hands down by your sides, breathing in, and as you breathe out, extending the right leg upwards if you can, towards the ceiling, bringing the toes down towards you. Engaging into the core, sensing into your right hip, your lower back, and then point and flex the foot. Feeling the toes curl and then open. And now circling the foot around in one direction, pointing the toes and lengthening the hamstrings as the foot goes around and then back the other way. Sensing into the ankle, breathing in and breathing out now, bringing the knee back down to your chest and the foot back onto the floor. Having a breath in and out, feeling into the right leg, the right hip. And now taking your attention over to your left leg. Breathing in, and as you breathe out, drawing the knee down towards your chest, the hands around the knee. If you like, you can use a belt, dressing gown. If you like, you can use a belt, drawing it down a little bit further on your exhale. There's no forcing, no pain, just a gentle lengthening in the back, hip, buttock, leg. Sensing the breath in the belly. And then take your arms down by your sides and breathing in. And as you breathe out, extending the leg up towards the ceiling. Opening the knee behind, the heel to the ceiling, the toes coming down towards you. Extending gently through the hamstrings. Now point and flex, really pointing the toes away. And then drawing them down towards you, extending the leg without pain or rigidity, just so that you can feel the stretch and the core muscles working, perhaps. Circling the foot around now, feeling the ankle as you go in one direction, and then back the other way. Good. Now taking a breath in and drawing that knee down to the chest as you breathe out, taking it back down to the floor, hip distance apart. Taking a few moments to sense into your left leg. Now taking your attention to your arms. We're going to take both arms up towards the ceiling, shoulder width apart, and the palms facing towards each other. As you breathe in, reach up towards the ceiling with the fingers spread beautifully wide, open. And as you breathe out, placing the shoulders back down on the floor, palms still facing towards each other, feeling the shoulders widen. Then we're going to turn the hands so the backs of the hands are facing. And now the palms again. Feeling that movement in your hands, wrists, elbows, shoulders, as you keep turning the hands around and around. Palms, back of the hands as far as you can, turning your hands as far as you can comfortably go. And then taking both hands down by your side and having a breath in and out. Taking your attention now to your right arm. And as you breathe in, bringing your right arm up to the ceiling. And as you breathe out, onto the floor behind you, bending your elbow if you need to. Breathing in, bringing it back to the ceiling, and as you breathe out, back to the floor by your side. We're going to do that three more times. Breathing in and out to the floor, breathing in and breathing out again down by your side. Feeling the sensations in your right shoulder, extending the arm as much as you comfortably can. And when you've done that four times, slowly and with your breath, bringing your right arm down by your side, sensing into what you can feel in your right arm and shoulder. Now taking your attention to the left and doing the same 4 times, bringing the arm up to the ceiling as you breathe in and breathing out to the floor behind. And then breathing in up to the ceiling and breathing out down by your side. Repeating 3 more times, sensing into the experience. Feeling the arm floating, simply mobilizing into the shoulder. Taking your time with the breath if you can. And when you've done that 4 times, bringing your arm to rest down by your side, feeling into that arm, the shoulder. And now we're going to take both arms up, breathing in as they come towards the ceiling and breathing out towards or onto the floor behind you. Breathing in to the ceiling and breathing out down by your sides. 1 more time. And when the arms come down by your sides, being aware of how they feel, the sensations that you experience. And then we're going to bring our knees and ankles together, taking the arms as far away from the sides of the body as you comfortably can. Take a breath in. And as you exhale, allow the knees to gently drift down to the right side. Opening into the left side of your back. Feeling into your lower back. Not putting any strain on your back. Being gentle on yourself and controlling it through your core. When your knees have gone as far as they can, take a breath in and if it feels okay, turning your head to the left. If you have any discomfort or pain in your neck, keep your head central. Then breathing in, bring your head back to the center, pressing your lower back towards the floor as your knees come back up and you exhale. Rest a while. Maybe you need to shuffle about to realign your spine. And then when you're ready, breathe in. And as you breathe out, taking your knees down to the left, feeling into the twist in your spine. Being curious about where else you can feel it in your body. And when your knees have gone as far as they can, and if it feels all right for you, turning your head to the right, or keep it in a neutral position if you prefer. And when you're ready, breathing in and breathing out, pressing your lower back into the floor, bringing your knees back up to the center, using your core muscles. Then, having a beautiful long stretch, take the arms up, push the heels away, and then roll gently over onto your tummy if you can. Rest your forehead on your hands with your elbows out to the sides, creating a small back bend in your lower back. As you lie there, feeling the belly expanding with the in-breath, pressing on the floor very gently. And as you breathe out, the sensations of the belly softening. Be aware of how your lower back feels, lying in prone position, breathing with awareness. And now coming up into cat position on all fours, so that your hands are beneath your shoulders, your knees are beneath your hips, hip distance apart. Your back is in a flat, neutral position. If this is sore on your wrists, you can take your hands further away from you, or rest on your fists, or do it kneeling or sitting instead. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, bringing your back up towards the ceiling, tucking your tail under and your chin comes gently down towards your chest, naturally, without straining. As you breathe in again, feeling the lower back soften down and lifting the head gently, the tail comes up, and repeating that several times. If you're able to coordinate the breath with the movement, you're breathing out as the back arches towards the ceiling and breathing in as it softens back down, maintaining control through your core. If you can't coordinate the breath and the movement, that's okay, as long as you're moving and breathing with awareness. Lovely. And when you're ready, taking a breath in and as you breathe out, easing your bottom down to your heels, where you're going to rest in child position. So either taking your arms down the sides of the body, or rest your forehead on your hands, or make fists one on top of the other, and rest your forehead on your fists. It may also be more comfortable if you separate the knees gently, allowing the breath to flow freely in and out of your belly. As you rest in this position, sensing into your lower back, feeling into your shoulders, with the arms soft, feeling the openness it creates. And now taking a breath in, and as you breathe out, easing yourself up to kneeling. Pausing here for a few moments as you become accustomed to being in this position. Then when you're ready, bring your right foot forwards the floor and slowly coming up to standing. Good. When you're standing, bring your feet hip distance apart and roll your shoulders back a couple of times. We are going to stand in mountain pose with your feet hip distance apart and pointing forwards. If it feels comfortable for you, you can softly close your eyes or keep your eyes gently open. Whatever you like to do. Sensing into your posture, to how your body is feeling. Your feet grounded on the floor. Sensing into your ankles, calves, knees, thighs, buttocks. If you notice that you're holding on to any tension in these areas, just soften them and let them go. Aware of your torso, sitting on your pelvis, the position of your shoulders, your arms hanging from your shoulders, and hands hanging from your arms. If you feel you'd like to make an adjustment, then do so with awareness. Feeling into the position of your head, your neck, standing in a beautiful, dignified, upright posture, sensing into your spine, opening your eyes and rolling your shoulders, taking them forwards, up, back and down, easing around. Just doing that a few times. Then one side and the other maybe, lifting the elbow up as high as it can go, sensing into each shoulder in turn. Good. Then bringing the hands in front of you in prayer position. Taking a lovely breath in, and as you breathe out, extending the arms up to the ceiling. And then taking another breath in, and as you breathe out, easing over to the right side. As you breathe in again, coming back to the center, and breathing out gently, going over to the left. If this is too much for your shoulders, lower the hands in front of your chest, swaying softly from one side to the other. And then coming back to the center when you've done it equally on both sides, and bringing the hands back down. Have a breath in and out as you feel into your spine. We are now going to go into a gentle forward roll, with your hands resting on your thighs and only going down as far as you feel able. So when we're ready, breathing in and out as you gently roll down by sliding your hands down your legs, supporting your spine all the time, lengthening through the hamstrings. Easing yourself down as far as you wish. If you've reached the floor with your hands and you want to keep rolling down, then holding onto your elbows. If, however, you want to support yourself, resting your hands on your thighs, your knees, shins, floor, wherever feels right for you. Good. And then taking a breath in, and as you breathe out, starting to ease yourself back up slowly, breathing in and out, letting your hands dangle down in front of you, your arms feeling loose from the shoulders, coming up one vertebra at a time. When you get back up to standing, feeling into your back, your spine. Maybe rolling the shoulders a couple more times. And then placing your hands on your lower back, protecting your spine. Breathing in, and as you breathe out, very gently pressing your pelvis forwards, so that you go into a soft back bend. Keeping your chin in line with the floor so that the head doesn't go back. Repeat this movement 4 times with the breath. As you breathe in, you're lengthening through the spine, extending, creating space. And as you breathe out, pressing the pelvis forwards gently, softly. And when you've done that move 4 times, just standing for a moment, feeling into your back. And then allowing your arms to feel free and swinging them around your body, turning from side to side so that they gently flop against the sides of your body. As you feel into the spine, the shoulders, the arms, hands, legs, feet, loose and free. And as we come to the end of the practice, standing back in mountain pose, sensing into the whole of your body and how you are feeling physically, mentally, and emotionally. Tune in to how you're breathing. Now you may either go into a relaxation, a meditation practice, or a stronger mindful movement practice, or continue with and enjoy your day. Thank you.